Zest is defined as energy and enthusiasm. It sounds great, no? It also leads to the question of how can one obtain zest for their life? I personally believe it begins with one incremental step at a time. That's why a Dash of Zest podcast has been created. I'll spur your thoughts with mini zesty chats that over time will challenge your current thinking, inspire your daily actions, and encourage you to bring your inner zest forward. This will inspire you to begin taking action in your own life. The result? You'll begin showing up with more energy, enthusiasm, and yes, zest within your days, no matter the circumstance. I'm Erica, your host, wife, mom, former international movement teacher, and soon to be empty nester. It's time to unleash your zest. So not too recently, I've just returned from a trip to California. And in this trip, I was going to go visit my youngest brother along with his family, and I was meeting one of my Instagram friends in person for the first time. So as you can imagine, there could be a lot of expectation around this experience, but this is what I found. And once I've come back home to Kansas, put my feet back on the ground, and reflected on that experience, this is what came forward for me, and I want to go ahead and share it with you. Coming back after a week of exploration without expectation has left my time and perspective cup full. It's an odd experience to forget about the constraints of time, and yet it's so refreshing. Last week, we visited Southern California to spend time with my brother and his family. Then we traveled up to visit our friends 3 hours north of Los Angeles. This is what I truly experienced. I listened to the laughter, the ocean, the wind, and the animals. I enjoyed the sights, the food, and the new landscapes. I left room for honest observation, conversation, and new experiences. I sought what was familiar, truly relished in what was new to my senses and my taste buds. I felt for clues that landed in my heart as I carved out a new path for my life in the coming years. I left time, expectations, and technology behind while still holding meaningful space for personal, meaningful growth. It was honestly one of the best trips of recent memory because I had absolutely no expectations. It also reminded me of how connected and supported I truly am in my family and my friendships, even when outcomes aren't as I had desired them to be. I walk away affirming that how I live life is truly my choosing, and honestly, that is such a freeing and empowering place to stand in. My heart is completely full. Can you think of a recent time in your life where you've been able to just drop expectation and be in the moment of existence? If so, I would love to hear a little bit of your story in the comments below, because I really think it's important that we recount these experiences for ourselves and for one another. Dropping expectation, being in the moment, in my opinion, is the true essence of living zest. So please do share any of your experience in the comments below, and let's keep that zesty inspiration going. Thank you. I appreciate your presence and holding space for my passion of helping women rediscover the essence of who they are meant to be so they may live their life by chosen authenticity. If you enjoyed this episode, please like, subscribe, and share with someone that could use a little zest in their life today. Keep the good energy going by following me, Erica Bell, on Instagram and LinkedIn at The Zestful Movement. You're invited to sign up for our weekly newsletter that will help you become a part of our zesty crew as you stay connected to the conversations. This will also allow you to gain access to some monthly special offerings created with you in mind. Go to www.thezestfulmovement.com. Until next time, please do keep it zesty.